Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Jay.
All right, Jim. Timberwolves started their season last night with a win at Portland, 118-114. Your thoughts?
Well, I think the biggest thing was that, two big things. Number one is Mike Conley doesn't start at point guard. They played Dante DiVincenzo, which is something, you know, I'd been guessing was going to happen eventually, but they hadn't really played it that way in the preseason. Interesting development. Dante didn't actually play that well. 6 turnovers, 20 minutes, but he does give him a big defender who can shoot the three in that role. And it's going to be really interesting to see how they handle that. Also, Mike Conley comes off the bench. Rob Dillingham doesn't play at all. A sign that what we saw in the preseason, which is very up and down, not really reliable, is, you know, it's a very obvious sending a message. Hey, we need more out of you. This isn't a given that you get to play. You have to earn it. Now, as far as the game, how the game played out, Anthony Edwards in, you know, NBA's clutch time performance minutes, 5 minutes, 10 points, 4-4 from the field, 2 3-pointers, I believe, and hits the big go-ahead clutch three-pointer to give him the lead toward the end of the game. Very impressive. And, you know, that's really as important as anything else. Anthony Edwards, he's a top 10 player in the NBA, but can he be an efficient, reliable closer? You know, can he do what the best stars in the world do regularly? It's close out games, and last night he did.
How about the play of Terrence Shannon? Anthony Edwards talked quite a bit about what he did as far as contributions. 10 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, played 25 minutes, played the most minutes of anybody off the bench.
Yeah, Nas didn't quite have it last night. That's the thing. This is really not a developing team. This is a team that's been 2 Western Conference Finals. I think you see Finch saying, hey, if you want to even get back there, much less go farther, you know, man, you can't mess around too much, you know? And last year, had to mess around the whole year trying to get people comfortable and find roles. They feel like they have a cohesive unit this year. This is not going to be a lot of babysitting this year. The young guys who earn minutes are going to get minutes.
Well, and you brought up Rob Dillingham didn't play. Bones Highland did. He played 8 minutes, yep. Had 2 points.
Bones had a better preseason. He's a little more reliable. You know what you're getting from him. You know he's going to defend. He can shoot. He has a long history with Tim Connelly. And I think you couldn't have a more, you know, if Dillingham didn't understand the benching, then playing Bones Highland instead of him probably puts an exclamation point on the benching.
Wolves are going to play at the Lakers in Los Angeles tomorrow night. LeBron is out, is that correct?
Yes, he's out for a little while.
And they'll have Luka. Are the Lakers new-look Lakers? They are a lot different this year?
I mean, it's not that different than what... I mean, it's still... Basically, it's Luka and LeBron. And then, you know, Reeves is kind of the third wheel. They do have some size. You know, they're going to need Luka and LeBron to be great. LeBron starting the season injured. Luka pulled at his hamstring or his groin toward the end of game 1 on Tuesday night. I think he's definitely going to play, but it's something to monitor. You know, they're going to need those guys to dominate.
Jim, the Minnesota Wild lose 4-1 at New Jersey against the Devils. Final game of the long road trip for them. Their only goal was scored by Matt Boldy in the third period. Any thoughts on the Wild?
Boldy played well. They just aren't scoring enough goals. That Gustafson was, you know, is just not getting a lot of support right now. Thought he played okay last night. They're just not scoring enough goals. And that is the persistent problem here. They need that second, you know, the secondary scorers. I think Boldy's now kind of a primary scorer up there with Kaprizov. They need the secondary scorers to contribute or it's going to be a long year.
Vikings are playing in Los Angeles against the Chargers tonight. Your thoughts on the Vikings? How healthy are they going into the game tonight?
Still some questions because they didn't really have to practice this week. Still some questions about, you know, who's going to play, how much they're going to play. Darisaw continues to crop up on injury reports. CJ Ham is out. Van Ginkel is out. It sounds like they're relatively healthy otherwise. But again, I think there will be some game time decisions because they didn't have a full practice to really test anybody this week.
Chargers have a bunch of injuries too, right?
Yeah, their offensive line is devastated. They're down to their third string running back. They don't have a power running back they like, which is what they wanted to build the offense around. Hampton and with Najee Harris as his backup, they're both power inside runners, and both of them are hurt. Harris is out for the year. Hampton's out for a few more weeks. So, you know, what they had hoped would be a power running game that set up Herbert for play action passes and deep throws is now pretty much as Herbert running for his life and trying to make plays with a pretty good set of receivers.
Do you anticipate that the Chargers are going to be heavy throwing the ball? They were last week. They were playing from behind almost all game last week against the Colts.
Yeah, I think game flow comes in. I mean, the Colts jumped on them right away last week. They were playing from behind. They had to throw, and the Colts have a good defense and took advantage of that. It's going to, I mean, Jim Harbaugh wants to run the ball. He knows he is a great quarterback. You know, of course, Herbert's going to put the ball up, but he would like it to be, you know, Herbert throwing on 2nd and 5, 2nd and 3, not 2nd and 12, where the pass rush can really get after him.
Teams have had success both running and throwing the ball against the Chargers. What do you think the Vikings are going to try to do?
I think they want, you know, we've really seen the game plan they would like. You know, they want to start off. They've had some success doing so. They've also had fumbles early in the game, and they've also fallen behind, which has had to change the game plan. Aaron Jones might be active tonight. You know, Mason's been good, but he's also fumbled too much. They want to get the running game going and make life easy for Wentz. We'll see if they're able to do that.
If Jones is healthy enough to play, and if Jones is 100%, how is the split going to go between him and Mason, do you think?
I would think with Jones coming back from an injury, it would be a more 60-40 Mason. But there are things that Jones does better than Mason. He's a better pass receiver, you know, probably a side runner. But I don't think they're going to give Jones a heavy workload in his first game back.
Jim, some other things going on. The Spurs beat the Mavericks 125-92. Victor Wembanyama scores 40 points. Is Victor the best player in the NBA?
Well, I mean, we have to have him earn it over a period of time. You can't just decide that on one game. But he looks like the best player in the NBA. There was a sequence last night where he blocked a shot with his elbow, grabbed the ball, went down court, and he's 7'5 or something now. Between his legs, fainted toward the rim, shot a step back three, got fouled, and made the shot. We've never seen anything like him. You know, he's going to have accomplishments for certain. He's the best player in the NBA. And, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is coming off an MVP championship season. Nikola Jokic has done those things. But we've just never seen this combination of skill, size, versatility. I mean, this guy is hitting fadeaway. He's 7'5" guy. He's shooting fadeaway threes. It's just incredible.
What do you think about Cooper Flagg, who went against the Spurs last night?
He had a bad shooting night. He looked a little tentative or nervous. He just didn't play well. He's 18 years old. He's got a long way to go. He just needs to settle in. He's talented.
Jim, looks like Gopher women's basketball lost Mallory Heyer to the transfer portal.
Big loss, and happening right before the season starts. It feels like something always goes wrong with this team early in the season or even before the season. Myra Bryan has been injured constantly. It looked like they had a really nice team going into the year. Heyer was a really good complimentary player, starter who rebounds well, who could shoot the three. Not a dynamic offensive player, but she could play her role, could defend. It's a bad loss.
Looks like the Twins announced their team award winners. MVP Byron Buxton had a great year. Joe Ryan, pitcher of the year.
Yeah, easy calls. There's a long list you can find on Twitter or the Twins website or whatever. As we talked about in the Twin Music podcast with Roy Smalley and Lavelle Neal, the interesting thing is the rumors that the Twins will trade Joe Ryan persist. And, you know, it seems stupid, right? Really good young pitcher. You just have to go out and find another young pitcher to replace him. But, you know, we are hearing that he was very agitated by the summer sell-off and especially them dismantling the bullpen. So he might, who knows? And one of the reasons they traded Griffin Jacks is Griffin Jacks really wanted to be traded. It'll be interesting to see if Joe Ryan has settled in and is kind of willing to go with the program going forward or if he is going to push for a trade.
wouldn't that be a, how do you feel about that? I mean, is that something they should do?
That would be terrible. No, of course not. Like I said, the fan reaction to the summer sell-off was a little unrealistic in that, of course, they're going to trade six or seven of those people. You know, players on one-year contracts, or expiring contracts who weren't going to be back, were going to go when you decide you can't compete anymore. The Correa deal, they did very well to get out from under his contract. And then I think Jax didn't, you know, Jax was not a big fan of being here. He also had a bad year and it was kind of a pain in the butt. So he made sense to trade. It's Varland and Duran. And, you know, I've talked to some people inside the organization who said, yeah, we probably should have kept one of the two, you know, but we weren't going to keep two. I think they should have kept both. If they, you know, if the players they traded those guys for turn out to be stars, then we'll look back and say, yeah, these deals all made sense. But, you know, if you're a player, you are going to be upset. And if Joe Ryan already had questions about the direction of this franchise, you know, maybe he'll push for a trade. But no, you shouldn't trade Joe. Short answer, of course you shouldn't trade Joe Ryan.
And one last one for you. Do you expect the Twins to try to rebuild the bullpen with, I suppose, free agency would be the most logical place to do it?
I think what makes sense, whether they do it or not, is signing a veteran guy who can be your closer and handle the pressure of that role so you're not putting a kid in that role. I feel like the way they're going now, because they have a lot of starting pitching prospects. They all, but, you know, they just have, you know, Lopez, Ober, Ryan, you know, and then they have a bunch of guys who should be in the rotation and should pitch well, like Zebby and Festa and Simeon Richardson and you know, some of the young guys who have come up and some of the guys they traded for. You know, they kind of got a list of about 10 guys who could be major league starting pitchers. I wouldn't be surprised if some of their starting pitching prospects started getting transitioned to the bullpen. Like Connor Prelip is a lefty with excellent stuff. Maybe he becomes your go-to lefty if he can't make the rotation. But I'd like to see him sign a veteran to at least pitch the ninth inning for him.
All right, Jim, what do you got in your podcast?
The John Krasinski Show is up to preview the Timberwolves season. We have and go big picture on all the things that are going on with that franchise. We have the Viking Update Show up to preview this game. We have Jeff Diamond's Vikings and NFL Insider coming out today. We have Alec Lewis's show previewing this week. And everything's at TalkNorth.com or on your favorite podcast app.
All right, Jim, thank you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thank you.
It's Jim Suhan, Star Tribune sports columnist, joining us each weekday morning at this time. Follow him on Twitter at SuhanStrib. Check out his latest column in the Star Tribune or his podcast at TalkNorth.com. Jim, once again today, brought to you by the Green Mill in downtown St. Cloud. Dream Getaway 88, first code word of the day is response. R-E-S-P-O-N-S-E, response. Type that in. You could win a vacation of a lifetime. First code word is response, R-E-S-P-O-N-S-E. We'll also have code words at 10:20 and 12:28 today. App only code word at 3 this afternoon. Dream Getaways on WJON are brought to you by Luxembourg Feed Services, Burst Travel, Schwebel Getz and Sieben, Sox Rapid Car Wash, Legacy Upfitters in Wade Park, and Four Seasons Builders. News is next.